competition for the last probably 18 years. We've had two third places in the last 18 years, one in 2007 and another one in 2012. Well, I just thought, in my own personal opinion, I thought if we could hold those spots in third place, we'd be doing well this year. But we come up and won our Northern Zone first place. And then we got down to Sydney and we won overall.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you have any sense that it was going to happen, or was it all a shock to you on last night?
No, it was totally a big shock to us. I had my money on a lot of other wool growers that was in the other centres.
And had you inspected their fleeces?
No, I haven't. I mainly only just read the reports and stuff like that. And a lot of other people say there's a lot of good wool growers down the southern part of New South Wales and that.
Wow, so you'd seen all the reviews and you're sitting there last night and heard your name called out. What does it mean to you, you and your wife, Linda, Chris?
Put it this way, I still can't get my head around being like the first place winner for the whole of Australia, but it felt good. But it's going to take a few days for it to sink into us.
Now, what's your season been like? What kind of wool have you been producing this season?
Season last year was a very good season. It was a good even season as far as nutrition went, and we had good nice sound wool. Like we got up into the 50 odd newtons, and that's fairly strong wool for most areas. We don't get that type of season like we had last year, and even right through, and like we've been 20 odd years getting our wool clip up where it is today, like breeding. Like we did a lot of AIing about 10 years ago. And that sort of straightens out and got a lot more crimp back into our wool.
And when you talk about, I guess, the breeding, is that the main reason you'd attribute your success to, rather than the season? Or
yeah, mainly it really comes back to your breeding, I think. And the season's got probably 50% of it, but the breeding is probably well and truly 50%, sort of thing.
The long-term genetic investment that you've been fostering there. You mentioned AI, but what is your breeding program like?
We only breed roughly 800 like merino hoggets each year, sort of thing, that's all. And we're on a Westvale blood mine, and it's about 17.5 micron average.
Do you see that very often around Australia, people producing that kind of quality continuously?
Yeah, there's people doing it out there every year. It'd be as good as what we're producing every year, and probably a lot finer than what we are.
When you enter, what's the process like?
It's actually judged over your whole clip.
Ah.
And when I say whole clip, it was over our 85 bales last year.
Wow.
Clip sort of thing. It's just not one fleece where it's just picked out of a whole, like 3,000 or 4,000 sheep. It's a whole 85 bales for wool.
Wow,
and it comes back down to your stains and right through to your top fleece walls.
All the way through. And so from that first entry point, then what happens?
Like it just goes, goes to one of the selling centres, whatever one you choose. Like ours went to Newcastle last year, and it's been closed down. But it really just starts really through the testing of it, and then it's put back out into the sample boxes, and then the two judges go back through it and score it there, and gives you different scores on your styles and your lengths and your soundness and the brightness, and so that's mainly how they sort of run it.
Your place, you have around 3,500 sheep. What's the commitment like from you and your wife to try and run a property of that size and produce this kind of quality of wool?
Probably we're really dedicated to it. Like we work really most times 7 days a week on it, because we got 3,500 merinos, but then we've got cattle and prime lamb besides. We haven't got too much spare time.
No.
But I've only got one thing, we've got to take a lot of credit back to our shed staff, like that's shearers right through to the whole lot of the shed staff. They all do a good job.
Yeah.
And it's a team effort, really, right through.
We're talking to Chris Dunn this morning on ABC New England Northwest, and he and his wife, Linda Waters, picked up the ultimate clip last night, the ultimate clip competition for the best wool in Australia. So, Chris, interestingly, we read some of the reports on the New England wool site that a lot of the finalists were from the New England, and we do talk about the beautiful wool the region produces, but what is it about the region, in your opinion, that allows the production of this quality?
It's probably the sounds of our country up there. We don't get the changes in the season like a lot of the other zones do. Like, apparently in the last 20 years this competition's been running, and this is the last one they're going to have. But only twice has ever went out of the New England area.
Wow. And why is it the last time it's going to be run?
Oh, they're just changing different ideas, and they just want to promote it another way. They thought 20 years was a good time to run it, and they'd have a different idea to get people to enter and improve in a different way.
Okay, so have they told you what their plans are yet?
No, not as yet. It hasn't been released at the moment.
Okay. So what is the end product of your wool? Do you know how it is used ultimately?
Oh, a lot of our wool will be going into suits and finer fabrics like into dresses and stuff like that.
And do you have one of your own suits?
Yeah, Matt, I haven't got none made out of my own wool, but I'll be looking into it when I get over to Italy this year, if I possibly can.
We'd love to see a photo of it when you get it, Chris. That'd be fantastic. So what does this mean for your operation, for your business?
I don't think it'll change it in any way, like as far as our production or what we're going to make out of it. It's just a sort of a more of a boost for an average wool grower like ourselves.
Oh, well, congratulations. Now, you're spending much more time in Sydney, or you're heading back home already, miss the farm?
No, I've got to get back this afternoon. I've got a couple jobs lined up for tomorrow. I didn't think I'd be in this position, but I can't put them off.
Well, that's wonderful news. Well, congratulations, Chris. I hope you do get a chance to sit down and let it all sink in. And congratulations to you and your wife, Linda. Wonderful, wonderful news for the region. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.